Have you ever found yourself falling for someone who seems perfect in every way, only to discover that the one thing they want most is something you physically cannot give them? This heart-wrenching dilemma forms the core of The Friend Zone, a romance that boldly tackles the rarely discussed topic of infertility while still delivering moments of genuine humor and warmth. The story begins with a fender bender in Burbank. Josh Copeland rear-ends Kristen Peterson's borrowed truck. Their first interaction crackles with tension. Kristen emerges feisty and irritated, while Josh, a 6-foot-plus firefighter, can barely hide his amusement at her colorful vocabulary. When he offers his prized Station 7 t-shirt to clean up spilled coffee, she snatches it without thanks and disappears into traffic, leaving him both annoyed and intrigued by this spirited shirt thief. Days later, they discover they're both central players in their best friend's upcoming wedding. Josh is the best man, and Kristen is the maid of honor. Their mutual shock transforms into an electric moment of recognition across a crowded restaurant. Despite Kristen's mentions of a boyfriend named Tyler, a shield she wields to keep Josh at arm's length, their chemistry is undeniable. As Josh and Kristen plan the wedding together, their connection deepens beyond attraction. Josh reveals his thoughtful nature when he finds Kristen suffering from menstrual cramps, offering pain medication from his gym bag, kept there because of his 6 sisters, and returning with McDonald's fries and a hot fudge sundae, his sisters' comfort foods of choice. Their conversations flow naturally with compatible humor. When Josh quotes his grandfather saying, "Even duct tape can't fix stupid," Kristen responds, "No, but it can muffle the sound," making him laugh. These moments build a friendship clearly evolving into something more. Both hide significant personal struggles. Josh recently ended a 3-year relationship because his girlfriend didn't want children, something he considers non-negotiable. He dreams of having at least 5 kids, the old-fashioned way. Kristen harbors the central conflict. She suffers from severe uterine fibroids that will likely require a hysterectomy, making natural childbearing impossible. Despite Kristen's efforts to maintain boundaries, she and Josh inevitably cross the line from friendship to intimacy. After learning her boyfriend Tyler has re-enlisted, effectively ending their relationship, Kristen proposes a strictly physical arrangement with rigid rules. No kissing outside the bedroom, no public affection, and freedom to see other people. Josh agrees, not because he wants something casual, but because he'll take whatever part of Kristen she's willing to give. Their physical connection is electric, but Kristen's emotional walls remain intact. She refuses to acknowledge their deepening feelings, even as she grows jealous at the thought of Josh with other women. The tension between their stated wants and their actions makes this phase compelling. Josh pretends to date others because Kristen insists, later admitting he never wanted anyone else. Kristen claims she's protecting herself from inevitable heartbreak, knowing Josh wants children she can't provide, yet she can't bring herself to end things. The emotional climax arrives when Josh confronts Kristen about her contradictory behavior, kissing him passionately one moment, then coldly enforcing her "just friends with benefits" rules the next. Their argument erupts in a parking lot, where Kristen finally reveals the devastating truth: "I can't have children." This transforms everything Josh thought he understood. All of Kristen's emotional walls suddenly make sense. She's been protecting herself from what she sees as inevitable rejection. When Josh insists his feelings haven't changed, Kristen remains skeptical, armed with his own words. She reminds him of specific conversations: his dream of having 4 kids, just like my parents did, his excitement about passing down family traits, and most damaging, how he left his previous girlfriend because she didn't want children. This brilliantly illustrates how past statements can haunt current relationships. Josh had no idea about Kristen's condition when making those casual comments about wanting biological children, yet those seemingly innocent remarks created an insurmountable barrier in Kristen's mind. Just as Josh and Kristen reach this crucial impasse, tragedy strikes. Brandon, Josh's best friend and the groom in the upcoming wedding, is critically injured in a motorcycle accident. This catastrophe temporarily pushes their personal drama to the background as they rally to support Sloane, the bride-to-be. The accident reveals new dimensions to both characters. Josh, the capable firefighter, is shaken to his core by seeing his best friend's broken body. Kristen reveals a remarkable ability to function during crisis, what she calls her velociraptor brain, becoming coolly efficient while supporting Sloane through the worst moments of her life. When Brandon's condition deteriorates further after a stroke, leaving him brain dead, Josh and Kristen must navigate both their grief and their complicated feelings for each other. The tragedy creates a painful parallel. Sloane has lost her future with Brandon, just as it seemed within reach, while Josh and Kristen are deliberately walking away from a potential future together, despite both still being alive and in love. After Brandon's funeral, Josh makes one final attempt to win Kristen over, not with emotional appeals, but practical solutions. He creates a comprehensive binder addressing her infertility concerns, including fertility specialist consultations, surrogacy options, and adoption research. His note reads, "I know what the journey will look like, Kristen. I'm ready to take this on. I love you, and I can't wait to tell you the best part. Just say okay." This approach targets Kristen's practical nature and addresses her core fear that Josh hasn't truly considered what a future with her entails. The best part is that all six of his sisters have volunteered to be surrogates if needed, showing his family already embraces her. Throughout the novel, Kristen has made unilateral decisions about their relationship based on what she thinks is best for Josh. By presenting these options, Josh reclaims his agency and right to decide what he wants, Kristen, with or without biological children. In a meaningful twist, Kristen discovers she's pregnant despite her medical condition, conceived during their one instance of unprotected reconciliation. Her pregnancy hormones actually improve her fibroid condition. What makes this significant is that Josh had already committed to Kristen before this miracle pregnancy, showing up at her door ready to build a life together regardless. The epilogue, set 2 years later, maintains this honest perspective. After their son Oliver's birth, they tried unsuccessfully for another child through IVF. When Kristen's fibroids caused severe complications again, she underwent the hysterectomy she'd been postponing. Rather than portraying this as tragedy, the novel shows Josh's complete contentment with their family of three. This final chapter reinforces the novel's profound message. True love isn't about finding someone who meets predetermined criteria, but someone who makes you reconsider what truly matters. Sometimes the most beautiful life isn't the one planned, but discovered together. Building blanket forts, trading newspaper sections, and finding joy in the family created, however it came to be.